Cap, J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I see emanation.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see emanation.
Our segment known as Shot No Shot is brought to you by the wonderful people at PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download that PointsBet app. Use this promo code. Take that.
Take that.
And get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And you bet the ponies like I will all weekend. Use the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. It's awesome. We say good morning to our guy. He's snorling.
Good morning, fellas. Hoodie, how are we?
I am great, man.
The Lala crowd just walked by the studio. They
yep,
looked about as awake as we are.
God, I'm glad I don't have a young daughter. Oh, my God.
What do you mean? She'd have a great time at Lala.
Not dressed the way... My daughter ain't dressed the way some of these do.
You know, I was walking downtown yesterday and after we got off the show, and I got into... I was somehow walking with a Lala crowd. Because they come in bunches, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's never like one or two. It's like, as JR, as you can attest to, it's 9 or 10 people.
It's always a group. Cap, you'd love it because you'd be able to call everybody Sparkles. There's a lot of glitter going on.
A lot of glitter. A lot of baby powder. There's a lot of that, too. I saw, you love the way they're dressed, though. Because you could tell a Chicagoan and a Lala person from out of town.
Correct.
The dress slacks with the basketball jersey.
What? A lot of basketball jerseys.
The basketball, but the dress slacks too. Very eclectic, very oddly dressed. The zoot suit pants or the zoot suit like jacket with basketball shorts. Weird, right?
So odd.
It's like, but JR, you saw a little of this, right? You were a Lala
for
a minute.
I was over there yesterday for a little bit picking up my credentials. Saw Black and Abdallah as well. Very nice to see those guys.
But they got some videos going right now. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, they surprised me. I turned around. They were right there in my face. It was pretty funny. But the things that people choose to wear to concerts, you know, I'm thinking you're going to stand out all day in the sun wearing that, like, there's not enough sunblock for some of these outfits, Hood. You know what I'm saying?
The outfits are bare. I told you my sister's in town with her friend for Lollapalooza. They're staying at my house. They're staying in our guest room, which also doubles as my office and man cave. So I met her for lunch after work, and I get home, and I open the door to go into my office, sit at my desk, and take care of some stuff. It was like they exploded into the room. There's glitter all over the couch, clothes draped over the closet doors, clothes draped over the bed, stuff laying all over the place. It looked like Lollapalooza exploded into my man cave.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Does Enzo do a nice basketball short, dress jacket?
EnzoCustom.com. I get Alex will make you anything you want.
Camo shorts.
She's awesome.
Camo shorts and a dress jacket. That's what you're wearing.
Yeah. And again,
crazy, man.
The guys in the basketball jersey, great. Dino sports fan job in the Glen has all the throwbacks.
Yes.
I'm actually going there today to get some baby clothes for my grandson. But some of the girls, I just couldn't let my daughter leave the house like that.
The way they're dressed?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. You know the trick with this. They'll dress the way you want them to dress, and then they'll get into a car. And then they put on the outfit they want to put on.
Cap, my daughter's 17. There's a reason I let her borrow all my concert t-shirts. Yeah, go ahead, wear it. Yeah, absolutely, go ahead, wear it.
Does she cut them up?
No, she doesn't, thank goodness. But I'm just assuming that she wears them out of the house and then strips it off and wears whatever the hell she wants. That's pretty much how it goes.
Also, did you know that JR has very, very, very many hidden talents? One of them? Still roller skate, this guy.
True. Tuesday night.
Roller skating with his daughter. I mean, getting it done, too.
Wow.
See? This guy, roller skating. How'd you do, JR?
Did you trip on your beard?
I did not fall. I did not trip on my beard. I definitely wavered a
couple
times.
Always the beard line. Yeah.
I was sore, man. I'm not going to lie.
Jesus. It fits.
By the way, Hood, the Enzo Custom Lollapalooza special, they just put you in a suit, fill a leaf blower with glitter, and then fire it at you.
Crazy. right, go ahead, Shay.
Oh, man. You can always tell if you're walking down Chicago, a Chicagoan and a Lollapalooza person. You can always tell the difference.
Oh, wait.
All right, what do you have?
All right, boys, let's get to shot or no shot. Offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins was absent from Bears camp yesterday. Jenkins was one of Ryan Pace's final draft picks, trading up in the second round of the 2021 draft to pick him. Head coach Matt Eberflus was asked about his absence on Carmen and Yurko yesterday. He had this to say.
He woke up with something, so we'll see where it is and see where he is, you know, from yesterday. And it was, you know, nothing too alarming, but we'll see where he is, too. I got to get the medical report right here after the call, so we'll see.
He woke up with something. That's all we get. My question is this, shot or no shot? The real reason Jenkins was absent is the Bears don't have a position for him.
That's no shot. He's too young. He's too big. He was highly regarded coming out. No. I would think maybe he had a tweak of whatever. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to make the team and be a star. But at this point, no, that has nothing to do with it.
I will say no shot, but I find ourselves talking about the swing tackle again.
Nobody cares.
Apparently not. Apparently so. I mean, we're talking about the swing tackle. Yes, he has a position, but Cap, well, you know, here's the thing. If he's a bust, that's from the previous regime.
Correct. That's correct. Not on Ryan Poles. That's on Ryan Pace.
But it just sucks, though. I want to know if the back is 100%. He woke up with something. I don't know what that means. Hopefully he could be a help to this Bears team.
Yeah, he could have woken up with COVID. He could have woken up with a strained hamstring. We don't know.
Do you start to wonder, though? They've made it kind of clear. They went and addressed the tackle position with Riley Reiff. He's not expected to get the competition one at right tackle. It kind of feels like they're going to slot him in at guard. He's not their draft pick. Do you start to wonder if maybe they're just trying to keep the back healthy enough that they can move him someplace else?
You're talking about on the team or off the team?
On the trade market.
No, you can't trade somebody that's got a chronic back injury.
Correct.
Can't do that.
You're not trading a second-round pick from a year ago for a fifth or sixth-round pick now. You're just not.
With a bad back.
Maybe correct. Atlanta's already picking up the phone.
Well, maybe, if you're looking for wayward Bears.
All I know is, Hoodie will remember this guy, the Bears drafted a guy in the first round, 28th overall, I believe was the number. He was an offensive lineman who had the same issues like this guy. And they finally said, hey, we don't have a position for him. You're out. And he went to Dallas and played great. Mark Colombo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And he could always had a hard time solving crimes.
Not that Colombo.
Huh?
Not that Colombo.
It's 58.
That was William Cannon, the fat guy with the mustache.
That's not who.
Oh, no, that was Peter Falk.
That's Peter Falk.
With a dirty trench coat.
Yes.
Right. Everything's dirty with you. Oh, and one more thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. 58 minutes into the show, he still doesn't know who did the crime.
Yeah.
The credits are rolling, and then he finds out.
Oh, wait a minute. That guy.
58 minutes it took him. Still didn't know.
Shay.
All right, boys, the Bears are going to play rookie Kyler Gordon at nickel corner, expressing a desire to have Gordon be the quarterback of the defense from the slot position. Eberflus has said the defense will be in their sub package 80% of the time. That means nickel is critical for the Bears. Second-round pick Jaquan Brisker has also been putting in extra work, watching film at Eddie Jackson's house. Eberflus has made it clear takeaways are priority, so drafting rookie playmakers at defensive back and giving them huge roles as leaders in the defense is a good sign. With high work ethic an extreme belief in the Bears rookie defensive back, shot or no shot, the Bears have a chance to lead the division in takeaways.
That's a no shot. That's not no, that's a no shot, because now we're projecting that this team is going to be opportunistic defensively. This ain't Lovie Smith's Bears. That turnover bucket's got cobwebs in it. They invented that last year. Like that's not a thing with this team yet.
Well, the other thing is you have to pressure the quarterback to get some of those opportunistic turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have that kind of pressure on the quarterback. We just aren't.
No.
We don't have that type of weaponry right now up front. No. We're not going to lead the division in turnovers. No shot.
I would love for Eddie Jackson and for Jalen Johnson and the new kids in the secondary to really, you know, make a difference. But I just don't see it right away. Everything's an adjustment on this team.
Wani said yesterday that some of the stuff that he was watching he saw with Kyler Gordon, said Kyler Gordon has the ability to run the receiver's route. He goes, what I mean by that is, he goes, I had Sam Madison and Patrick Surtain Sr.
Miami.
He said both all pros. they did so much film study that Jonathan Hood's running his route, they could tell how you came out of your break and what the formation was, exactly what route you're running, and you run the in, they're waiting there to pick the ball off. Mm-hmm. He said, that's why they're all pros. He said, going to take time, because Kyler has that type of athleticism to be able to do that.
Man, Madison's got to be like one of the top Dolphins
of all,
time.
Agreed.
Sertan was good too, but yeah. Madison was
Sertan's
amazing.
Sertan's kid just got drafted.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Great players.
Shay.
All right, boys. DK Metcalf signed an extension with the Seattle Seahawks for $72 million over 3 years and included a $30 million signing bonus, the highest in history for a wide receiver. And the contract ties Stephon Diggs as the sixth most valuable annually among NFL wide receivers. The expensive short-term deal will likely set the market for Deebo Samuel, expected to be the next receiver to sign a big money extension. My question, shot or no shot? You want the Bears more involved for Deebo than they were for Metcalf?
Neither guy's moving anywhere. John Lynch just said, I had productive conversations with his agent. I think we're going to get something done. Neither guy's getting traded, and they want multiple.
Things change.
They want more than a number one pick. No. Stop. I am not in the market at this point. And he gets a beating from running the football? No.
Well, he said he doesn't want to run the football anymore.
Okay, then he's not that impactful to me then. He's a good player, but what makes him so special is his ability to be a running back and a receiver.
Okay, then you're boring.
Snorling.
No. I would say, Cap, that at some point, tell me if I'm wrong, at some point.
Okay, then you're boring.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. At some point, the Bears have to decide, when are we going to delve into free agency, or when are we going to get veteran players to plug into this roster?
Next year, when you have over $100 million in cap space,
yeah,
you could start to get a little frisky.
I don't know.
But not right now.
What do you mean you don't know? What's wrong with that?
All right.
Can I beak very quickly? Because I agree with you, Cap.
No, go. We're late.
My biggest worry with the wait and see is you're going to get a worse receiver for who's more expensive, because that's just the way the market works.
I'm not giving you more than a one and more, and that's what it would take.
No, just the contract situation. If you want to extend a guy now, it's going to be cheaper than if you try to get a guy in the free agency
market.
Whatever.
I'm going to have over $100 million. Money should not. The Rams don't even have a salary cap. Every time there's a good player.
I totally agree. I'm just saying that comes into my mind. Like, the Metcalf extension feels expensive now. It's going to be a discount next year.
Caller 10, right now, $250 Hawthorne Racetrack package, including wagering tickets. That's right. You can make a bunch of money if you bet right. And food and beverage credits. Oh, it's a great package. Caller 10, right now. 312-332-3776. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why two of the all-time greats are all-time greats. Wani told two amazing stories yesterday. I'm going to tell you what he was talking about. You'll find out why guys like Brady are the best. Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Gotta lay law down sometimes.
I understand.
People deleting stuff off the computer. Like,
well, I mean,
what's going on?
There's a new system being put in, Cap.
Well, don't tell me about the labor pains. Show me the baby. I mean, come on, man.
What did you just say?
I said, don't tell me about the labor pains. Show me the baby. Okay, there's
you
a new.
You must be an absolute joy in the maternity ward.
There's a new wide orbit system going. Okay, that's fine. And I bet it's a great upgrade for the station.
Yeah.
Don't delete my audio.
Okay.
Thank you. It's a PSA to everyone else in the building.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on.
You got it.
How about Jesse? Can we talk to Jesse now?
Yes, we can. Brought to you by?
I don't know. Who's it brought to you
by? That'd be Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago.
Ah, yes. Hang on a second now. I didn't know that because I was not told that. We're having a hard time today. It's actually Design First Builders, smartass.
Oh.
Design, yeah. Again, you're jumping on my money. That's number one, okay? Number two, on both ends.
I'm not asking for the money. I was just trying to get the read in.
Well, but you don't even know what it is. And quite frankly, I didn't know what it is.
It was last time.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know it changed.
Well, it's the business. Things change, pal.
All right, we welcome Jesse Rogers.
Brought to you by, yes, we have Jesse here.
Oh, wow.
Brought to you by our fine folks over at Design First Builders. That's right, Design First Builders.
Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good. It's like it's been a year or two, and you guys sound like an old married couple. I love it. I love it.
That's it. Coming up on our two-year anniversary.
Two-year anniversary. Congrats. I didn't think either one of you'd make it. I wanted you to kill the other. But here you are.
That's it.
That's right, Jesse. Custom home design. DesignFirstBuilders.com.
Let's talk some trade deadline. Let's talk some Sox baseball. Where do you want to start?
I'd like for you to tell us what is needed most. What's most urgent for this White Sox team as we get close to the deadline? Are there names? Are there positions that need to be addressed?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what's probably most urgent and most realistic, and that is middle relief. There's plenty of those out there, and I don't think the Sox are going to be scared because last year they traded for a closer and tried to make him a setup man. I think that that's in the mix this time around. There's plenty of those guys from Daniel Bard to David Robertson, you know, closers on bad teams. Remember, the closers on bad teams are usually their best relievers, right, if they're having good years, and those guys that I mentioned are. So I think there's middle relief, and then there's a closer that you can turn into a middle reliever like they tried to do with Kimbrough last year. That's most urgent and most reasonable. You've seen lefty bats move, and the Sox have not jumped in on Vogelbach, Benintendi, last night, Naquin. So I'm thinking it's middle relief, and then your best players have to be your best players down the stretch. You're not replacing any of those five starters in my mind. And Okapas talked about moving Kopech to the bullpen. I don't think that's going to happen unless you have someone better than Kopech to start. And I just think that the hitting market is starting to dwindle. There's still a few out there like Ian Happ, but I really think it's middle relief for the White Sox or bust.
Do you think they would also go get a left-handed bench bat? I'm not expecting Juan Soto to roll in here. I'm not. But maybe there's a left-handed bat that they could at least have on the bench. They go, you know what? Holy, because there is no waiver deadlines now in August. This is it. Get somebody.
A Vogelbach type, because that's a guy that would scare you coming off the bench. Let's say Sheets is already in the starting lineup, and you have a choice between Vogelbach and Leury Garcia to pinch hit. That'd be the kind of guy you'd want. There's not a lot out there at that level. Like, there's Josh Bell, which is a higher level. Like, he's a starter type. There's Ian Happ. He's a starter type. There's obviously somebody you can bring in that's probably better than Leury Garcia, but it would be a minor sort of off the bench upgrade. I don't even know if it'd be a platoon starter at this point. Again, I think you just have to roll with the offense you've created and formed over these last few years. That's getting healthy. Grandel's off to a pretty good start since the injury. You just have to hope Moncada, Sheets, and Grandel perform from the left side. And absolutely upgrade your bullpen. I would not be surprised if today we showed up at White Sox at Guaranteed Rate, and I'll be there tonight, and they add a reliever. Lopez is down. Kelly came out of the last game, although supposedly it's not serious. He hasn't been great anyway. Graveman is starting to be used up a lot. Absolutely, I think within the next few days they are adding a righty reliever and maybe a lefty one.
Jesse, okay, let's do a little bit of a quiz here. Because the rubber meets the road here with this 500 ball club that can't get out of its own way. Whether it's injuries or ineptitude, this White Sox team just can't get over the hump. And you have pointed the finger at Rick Hahn a lot this year, saying, hey, you need to be able to upgrade. Where's the lefty bat? You know, you got to be able to get a high leverage lefty, bummers out, crochet out for the year. So you believe the Sox should go for it, correct? Meaning to add on. You believe that they should be buyers. Do you feel the same way about the Red Sox?
Probably not.
What's the difference?
I think the division that they're in, to scrape their way into the third wild card, probably is not the way to go for Boston this year. I haven't examined their roster up and down. I know they have Bogarts as a free agent. Well, the White Sox are in this contention window, right? They're, in a couple years, they have a lot of guys that are going to be free agents, and they have a winnable division.
Do you feel the same way about the Guardians?
No, because the Cleveland Guardians probably have the I know they have the youngest roster in the league with a really good farm system. So for them to push all in would probably be a mistake. They have the beginning of their contention window. The White Sox are in the middle of it, and in a year they might be towards the end of it, depending on all those free agents. So it's all about, you know, timing and all that stuff. But I do think Cleveland should add. I don't think they should subtract. I just don't think they should push all in.
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking that question is because there was only a few teams in this category in which you're three or more games behind in the wild card,
yeah,
and you've been teeter-tottering around 500. The other example is the Giants, and they're not any good. I mean, I don't care what they get against the Cubs. They've had a hard time. So basically you're saying that the only team that's around contention are the White Sox that should push to the middle of the table with their chips.
Yeah, I sort of do feel that way. I think if Cleveland added Wilson Contreras, they might win the division just with that move alone, but I'm not sure that they're going to do that. So, yeah, I think because of the timing of where these teams are, the divisions that they're in, I'm not saying the White Sox need to break up their team. I think the only thing they can really do realistically is add to their bullpen and then just roll the dice with the players you assumed were going to be elite players and hope that shows up, especially on the mound. Let me repeat what I said yesterday on the air. They are 20th in ERA in the bullpen and 15th in the starters' ERA. Come on, that's got to be better. You signed major guys, you brought in major guys, and they need to perform at both the back end of the bullpen and the starting staff to get where you want to get.
What do you think of that, Cap? I'm just looking at the standings. That Jesse's telling us that out of all the teams that's hovering around the wild card, three or three and a half games behind, the White Sox, because of where they are.
And because of the division they play
they
in.
They should go all in.
The White Sox truly believe.
I would say it is the sense of urgency. The White Sox should have the highest sense of urgency compared to those other teams.
They truly believe that they are going to win the division. They do. And what I heard yesterday from someone who would know, he's a scout in the game, he said Rick Hahn is being wildly aggressive on top-end relievers. Like, we're not talking about, hey, can I get some stiff that can pitch the fifth inning who's a failed start? No. He's looking like he did last year at Kimbrel to go get that impactful a guy because he's, A, concerned about Joe Kelly's health, B, doesn't think he's going to get Bummer back, C, they're not getting Crochet back, and D, Liam Hendricks has had his share of issues, and Graveman's not a closer. Well, he's looking for a high-end guy, and that's going to be pricey.
Well, don't get bit twice with this, because if you're looking for, like, Robertson or some closer on a bad team, don't put a closer out of position. That did not work for Kimbrel. Does that make sense, Jesse? Like, get a 7th or 8th inning guy the best you can. Don't just put some closer in there because you just need to, you know, because you need a body.
But you might need a closer if Hendricks can't stay healthy.
Well, first of all, I said earlier, I don't think they're going to be scared off. I know that they're not being scared off by what happened last year. That, you can say, was a little bit of a unique situation. You put a Hall of Fame closer in a setup role. Daniel Bard is happy to be in the big leagues. So that's a guy you could put as a setup man, and maybe it doesn't ruin his mojo. But I understand where you're coming from, Johnny. Look, they are, like you said, they're scouring. Michael Givens was a guy they liked in the offseason. That might be a good 7th inning guy. But maybe they could go even better than that. This is what I'm saying. This is the only area they can really have a big upgrade in.
Right.
They need it, and there's plenty of arms out there.
Jess, hang on, because we got a couple more things we want to ask you with the trade deadline here. Jesse Rogers, our baseball savant, is with us here, brought to you by Design First Builders.
Huh?
We got Sox tickets coming up in mere moments. Keys to the series with you, and a little more with Jesse next.
DesignFirstBuilders.com.
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
A little bit more with our friend, the great Jesse Rogers, who is our baseball Insider, and we have Sox tickets to give away.
White Sox! White Sox! Go!
Oh, it's a free ticket Friday on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Sox Tigers tickets for August 12th on this free ticket Friday brought to you by Miller Lite. Caller 7, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. You want to see the Sox and Tigers on August 12th? It's brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite. Courtesy of Miller Lite, you can win tickets tonight at Cork and Carry in Beverly. Great spot there. And Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg. So, caller 7, 312-332-3776. Cap?
So, Jesse, I want to get back into this trade deadline stuff. I fully expect something going down this weekend. Excuse me. This weekend.
Drunk.
Yeah. Fine. Do you believe Wilson Contreras is going to bring back a bigger or smaller return on the surface, because we can only evaluate these things years down the road, than Ian Happ?
No, smaller. Smaller. The two-month rental thing makes a big difference compared to the year and 2 months. Also, the versatility that Happ has from defensively to offensively, being a switch hitter, improving his right-handed game so much at the plate this year, improving his defensive game. You know, I know I'll tell you the teams interested in Happ the most right now. San Diego, Atlanta, the Rays and Blue Jays are out there as well. Atlanta's interesting. I mean, any of these teams can use him in the outfield, can use him as a DH, could put him at second in a pinch if they want. Remember, he came up as a second baseman. His value has never been higher, and that's probably why he's on the trade market even with a year to go. So, yeah, they should get something more. Contreras' market is kind of limited, right? How many teams want catchers? Is he really going to start every day? It's not easy to stick him into a pennant race with a new team at that position. So I still think it's probably oh, by the way, San Diego's involved in everybody from Juan Soto on down. If they don't get Soto, I could absolutely see a package with the Cubs. Robertson, Contreras, Happ, Givens. San Diego's I bet money right now if they don't get Juan Soto, at least one Cub is a Padre,
and
if
bet,
not more.
Bet that there's a chance that the Cubs take back Eric Hosmer's money to increase the prospect haul.
It's possible. The one thing about the Padres, they've made some trades recently. They have not given up their top prospects, and they have some good ones from single A on up. So, yes, they might be able to get a haul if they package Robertson and Happ or Robertson and Contreras from the Padres. So, again, Wilson Contreras, the Rays, you know the names that need a catcher. The Rays, the Padres are interested, Cleveland a little bit, Houston, and, of course, the Mets. The Mets are at the top of the list for Wilson Contreras. When it comes to Ian Happ, as I mentioned, it's a wide range of teams interested. Tampa, Toronto, San Diego, Atlanta. I keep hearing Atlanta, and I keep hearing San Diego for Ian Happ. Right. So those are the teams to look at. Atlanta doesn't have much in the farm system. San Diego does have some top guys, so that would be interesting.
We were talking earlier about Ohtani, Jesse. And just it's just amazing what's happening with the Angels. You have Trout with a chronic back injury. Hopefully he'll be okay because he's one of the faces of baseball. Same thing with Ohtani. And we're talking about Ohtani and which teams that he would be available for. Now, again, I'm applying pressure as a White Sox fan saying, hey, I want him on my team. And if there was a deal, whatever deal you came up with, Jesse, yes, it'd be yes for Ohtani. But then we talked about Ohtani or Soto because both of these guys are going to be available. Which one would you rather have?
I know. I knew you guys were going to ask me this. I think I'd actually answer Soto because
wow.
Because he's 23 and he's already on his way to the Hall of Fame. Not that Ohtani may not be as well, but here's what I wonder: can Ohtani keep it up? Can his body continue to be great at both things for a decade? I know Soto's going to be great for a decade. I just wonder if Ohtani can do both. Will his body hold up? So my answer would be Soto, but very reluctantly because we've never seen anything like this before.
Wow.
With Ohtani.
Now, here's a guy that can get it done for you once every 5 days and hit.
I know.
You think
that's right now. I don't know if he can do it for 5 to 10 years or even 3 more years. It's an unbelievable strain on your body. But look, I'm open to being wrong. It's splitting hairs. Two unbelievably great players. I'm choosing Soto because he's kind of money in the bank for a decade.
We're just preparing you for baseball tonight. You know that question is going to come up at some point. Someone's going to ask you on a podcast or something about that because, to me, say, for instance, if you don't think he can hold it up, do you think his offense is stronger than his pitching?
No, I actually think his pitching is stronger than his offense. If you look at the numbers, But arms, you know, start to go south quicker than your bat, you know, and, you know what I mean, in terms of what's going to tire. I don't, to be honest, it's a really difficult question. And by the way, I'm on Outside the Lines tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Jeremy Schapp, yeah. And he's going to ask me about Ohtani
and
Soto, and I'm going to have to figure out a better answer than giving you right now.
We're helping you workshop it now, Jesse. You got to get that right. You know, Schapp doesn't mess around. You better have to give a good answer.
My answer should be Ohtani. I just love Juan Soto so much, and he's 23. So it's a really tough question. That's my answer based on just his ability to be able to do both at a high level. I just feel is doubtful
for
a long time.
Again, White Sox make over under 2.5 trades. Over under 2.5.
I'll go with under 2.5, but I over 1.5. I think it's going to be 2. I think it's going to be 2, but it's a good number to set it at. It could be 3. It could be some hitter from the left side, like you said,
two bullpen arms. Okay.
So maybe I'll go over because it's a minimum 2 bullpen arms. So okay. I'll go over.
If it's not over, then the Sox aren't winning.
Agreed. And yeah. Cubs, over, under 4.5.
Over. Over.
Well, who out? Wow. Stroman?
No, they'll trade Contreras, Smiley. Happ. Robertson, Givens, Smiley, that's at least 5. And then you got Martin, you got Miley, who's pitching a rehab assignment tonight at Class A South Bend.
Martin who?
Ortega, Chris Martin, the reliever. Ortega and Wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. One of those kind of guys will go. I think Ortega for sure. That's that lefty bat. Look, that's the lefty bat you could put on the south side. Kind of a bench guy, spot start, good against right-handed pitching. So, there you go. And real quick, we talked about left-handed bats for 3 years. Look at the philosophy difference. Brian Cashman, Rizzo, Gallo, Matt Carpenter, Benintendi, just desperate to find balance in his lineup. And Rick Hahn, different kind of philosophy. I like my righties. I'll go to war with them. Last night, the Yankees went lefty-righty, 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 all the way down, starting with Benintendi. Stanton didn't play last night, but there's a philosophy difference there, and we'll see which one works out.
Have a great day, Jesse.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, guys. The deadline's 5 o'clock Central on Tuesday, so we'll talk Monday, and we'll see what happens.
Look forward to it. Talk to you over the weekend.
Guys. See ya.
The keys to the series for the White Sox as they take on,
Oakland.
The Oakland A's, brought to you by.
These are really impactful.
What do you mean? The keys to the series, Cap, for the Sox and the Oakland A's.
Score more runs than the Oakland A's.
Is brought to you. You going to crap on the read? On my keys? We'll just do it another time.
Okay. Right. Let's do that.
All right. Do another time. Brought to you by Lenny File of Hearthside Realtors. Think I'm going to listen to you? Get out of here.
Whatever.
Exactly. Lenny File of Hearthside Realtors. LennyFile.com.
Aaron in Frankfurt won the Sox tickets. Another chance at 9:50 before we get out of here.
So my keys to the White Sox in their series is definitely being able to play cleaner baseball on the base paths as well as playing in the field. My over-under for errors is 2. I'll say take the under in this series against the A's. That's number one. Number two, being able to figure out what you want to do in your middle relief. Graveman has an opportunity against a terrible A's team and others to be able to get it done from middle relief. Offense is going to be able to come. I expect that. But just the little things. Remember, the Sox are a 500 because they don't do the little things. So cleaner baseball on the base paths and also in the field and also middle relief. The key to this series against the Oakland A's. And that is brought to you by Hearthside Realtors. LennyFile.com. Looking for a home? Lenny's the right guy to go to. It's LennyFile, FEIL.com.
Mark's brother.
For keys to the game.
Arizona has adjusted Kyler Murray's contract again. You got to hear Kyler Murray. Really good stuff. And Bears talk next.
LennyFile.com.
Mark's brother.
LennyFile, FEIL.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go!
It's a free ticket Friday on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We've got Sox and Tigers tickets for August 12th. If you want to go, caller number 6, regular line 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Our White Sox tickets are brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite, and courtesy of Miller Lite, you can win Sox tickets tonight at Cork and Carry in beautiful Beverly and Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg. Good luck. Caller 6, though, for the Sox and Tigers tickets for August 12th. We'll give away another pair coming up at 12:50 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by the awesome people there known as David Flom and Matt Moore at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Highly recommend the lobster salad with the champagne vinaigrette, and you got to get the Newski bacon. Oh my goodness, and the lobster escargot. Insane.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'm maniacal. All I care about the rest of my life is winning championships. Why can't we act like that in this goddamn city? Once!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
There you go. That is the Cap J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And congrats to Jeff in Joliet. He won the Sox tickets. More chances every hour on all our local shows today.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Scary boars.
Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping?
Scary boars.
Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
So we have a story that you're not going to believe. And for the details, we hand it over to our good friend, Shane Orley.
A city in Japan is under siege by marauding monkeys.
Excuse me?
What does that mean? A city in Japan is under siege by marauding monkeys. More than 50 individuals have been attacked by a group of roaming monkeys in and around the southern Japanese city of Yamaguchi in the past 3 weeks. More than 50 attacks in 3 weeks. Residents said they are laying traps because obviously you think monkeys are coming into the house. They want to steal the food. They want to take your items. No, they're avoiding the traps. What they're doing is attacking the elderly, including one woman who was hang drying her clothes. She was pulled down by a monkey by her ankles, and another monkey tried to kidnap a human baby.
Oh, my God.
What 50 monkeys. The city of Yamaguchi is starting a special task force that is going to hunt and tranquilize the monkeys in the city.
So when you saw the Planet of the Apes, you just thought, okay, that's not realistic, right? You saw this, right, Cap? You thought, okay, that's, you know, it's great sci-fi, whatever. It's right. Never going to happen. And right. Then all of a sudden now it happens. How is this? The monkey is so smart now that they're kidnapping babies and trying to get rid of the elderly.
Correct. They don't want your food. They just want to wreak havoc.
So we have a problem in this country with monkeypox. And over there, they have a problem with monkeys actually trying to take people.
How about that?
I mean, how do they have that instinct to be able to say, you know what? I'm taking this child.
They're dodging traps, Hood. This is literally the Planet of the Apes. It says in this article from the Smithsonian, human-monkey conflicts are becoming increasingly common as the, I don't know how to pronounce the species name, as the population grows and their natural habitat is destroyed. It's literally Planet of the Apes.
It's insane.
He says he can't pronounce the name. Spell it out. Magilla, probably.
No, it's M-A-C-A-Q-U-E. I don't know. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
He won't say that about the Marquee Network.
I'm a little concerned about how I'll say the end of that, and it might end up in the Dropbox. It's like,
what do you have against the Marquee Network?
Is that what it is? Is the Marquee Monkey?
The way I would pronounce that in my mind, like the way I'm pronouncing it in my head, it would sound like I'm talking about my own genitalia, so I want to avoid doing that and ending up in the Dropbox.
The amazing thing is, people are walking down the street, and like you would never, like you could be, you could get mugged. That stuff can happen.
Sure,
you can get carjacked. That stuff happens. A freaking monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, monkey.
The marauding monkeys would be a hell of a team logo.
Yeah, right. I'm hearing it's macaca monkeys.
Macaca. Interesting. I mean,
the elderly, so they'd be coming after
honey,
you.
Honey, how was your day? I got mugged by a monkey.
Yes. What would you say to that? I mean, they're the elderly, so that means you.
Can you imagine your hanging
could you stop looking? Hold on a second. Could you just for 5 seconds stop looking at the ass of the Lala people?
True.
God yeah, almighty.
That's a good point.
I like that ass.
I didn't
I'm
say
just
that.
I'm telling you.
All I did was look out the window.
You know, that wasn't just the window. You were looking down and looking out the window.
I had to crane my neck.
Yeah, I bet. I know you'd like to. I know you'd like to crane your neck. Could you just cut it out, for God's sakes?
Wow.
These are Lollapalooza women that are not interested in you. They're interested in the music.
Correct.
They don't want the elderly taken by a monkey.
Have a great rest of your day.
She's hot. Oh, my God. She's 19. Careful. Uncle Cap. Sit on my lap. I got some tunes for you. You ever like Yacht Rock, hun? Hun.
Never gonna give you up.
Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah, I've got some Rick Astley for you.
I bet you got some Astley for her.
Yeah.
So long, everybody. We'll see you Monday. From Chicago.